British will not leave her alone. I know that. I don't know when will I get back to her. People are jailed, even our leaders. We might have a chance to win today, or also more chances to lose. This is the end of us. I'm not scared of my death here. I'm scared of the marks left behind for the upcoming generation of India, the young people. We have to break the silence today, and I believe our sacrifice will help India take a greater step for India.
Have you read the news? I feel Bapu's Quit India movement will win back our freedom. A little more time and we will walk under the sun that shines equally for each person, irrespective of creed, race, caste or religion.
Finally, we'll be free of all rules and harsh laws. We'll roam around the streets with no more questions to answer about our independence. And the sacrifices of all leaders in this struggle will then be written in the golden pages of our book of democracy. We are going to be part of a united, free India.
A united India with an ideology of equality, dignity and prosperity. We need it at the moment to reform. I believe an ideology stands first, always. Without a proper ideology, there is no value of democracy in this entire globe.
We are young Indians, and our parents and ancestors had faced a lot of things worse than we have. Netaji has been reconstituting the Indian National Army, and our nation still lives in the hope that the naval revolt will bring colors to our efforts as well. A proper ideology will defeat the ruling evil. A million songs of freedom will end this imperialism.
At the stroke of midnight on August 15, 1947, the Indian nation has achieved freedom from more than two centuries of colonial rule. After a multifaceted struggle for independence with a strong-minded vision and an ignition of hope at the edge of our dreams. That day has arrived, and an independent India awakes bright among every other nation. And the evolving era of a modern India begins right now, at this moment, where we all take the pledge of developing through unity and diversity.
What we had dreamt has turned opposite. India is partitioned. Riots are taking place in parts of India. What we can see is the loss of lives and nothing else. I wanted a free India under condition of its unity.
Not all things end well. Sometimes you hand it over to the time. We may not receive the rightfulness now, the peaceful nation we want, but our sons and daughters, our descendants will, with their effort.
Where the mind is without fear, and the head is held high, where knowledge is free, where the world has not been broken up into fragments, and their domestic walls, where words come out from the depths of truth.
Where the tireless striving stretches its arms towards perfection,
where the clear stream of reason has not lost its way into the dreary desert sand of dead habit, where the mind is led forward by thee into ever-widening thought and action, into that heaven of freedom, my father, let my country awake.
Hey guys, it's me Hasani here from the Clippers News Desk. It's 2020, this 75th year of independence, and it makes me happier saying this every time. And I've been waiting to talk with you for so long. And in the media house, we have regular guests. But I love no one else more than you guys, the audience. So my dear people, let's end this talk well today. I feel so great watching the nation rise high and having that feeling when I read the pages of Indian architecture and its wonders, the freedom struggle. It all happened so long ago that we rely on what we watch on television, listen to on the radio, or in the mouths of our grandfathers. What saddens me is to see people like them viewing the present world of nothing but misleading news everywhere. We now know what we hear from others, but they have seen people struggling for freedom. Young ones, old people, families, and I can't even count. I see those dark days in those old people who glance at this modern world. Let us unitedly preserve our history and help provide the right news to every door. From Kashmir to Kanyakumari, from all the directions of the Indian subcontinent, we take the pledge of storing our ancestors' culture unitedly with pride. Thank you.